Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Friday, February 16th. It is a holiday weekend ahead. It's at least a holiday weekend for me and my family out here in LA. They have some weird school schedules. So next week, you get a little time off. So your boy will be taking a respite from the podcast, from TV, from everything. I promise, I vowed to my family I will not go on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it next week at all. No podcast. We'll be back the following week. So you won't get my deep, passionate thoughts about NBA All-Star Weekend. I mean, it's so crazy that that crept up on me this weekend. And I'm like, oh, who's in the dunk contest? And Rob G's like, Jaylen Brown. I was like, wow, that's strange. Okay. And then I saw that Curry's doing a three-point shootout against one of the best WNBA players. And it's like, okay, all right, sure, great, wonderful. And you know me, I do like a good dunk contest with my guy Zach LaVine. He's not in it. He's injured. I don't know. It's NBA All-Star Weekend is a bit of a tough sell. And now, since we moved out here in LA, they have something called Ski Week in my area, which is before spring break. And it's like almost like a post-football break that we get. That's how I'm characterizing it. We don't go skiing. I mean, I don't like skiing. I've talked about it at length. So it is weird. And it's like the NBA All-Star game. It's like, okay, shrug. I'm going to be in a place where I'm probably not going to be carving out time on Saturday night to watch a dunk contest or the All-Star game, even though I do like the All-Star game. That being said, I want to start the podcast with just two NFL things real quick. Sorry, Chicago Bears fans, you're going to hate what I say in a second. But before that, I'm sure you guys saw Apple TV is coming out with a new Patriots documentary based on the book about the two-decade dynasty. And if you guys have seen the teasers, it hints at, oh, massive dysfunction. Guys didn't want to get out of the car to go to practice. Belichick treating Brady like garbage. And everybody sat for this. Kraft, Belichick, Brady, Welker, Edelman, everybody. You name it. They sat. And I don't know. I'm always skeptical, and I'm sure Rob has the answer to this. I haven't done the due diligence yet on this aspect. Who is producing this? Okay. Is this a Belichick person? Is this a Brady person? Which side is this slanted toward? Because as you guys remember, this podcast started during the pandemic and The Last Dance was huge. And people who didn't know this should, that Michael Jordan had the final say on every single thing that aired. So yes, it was going to put Jordan in the brightest light. And sure, there were moments that they would make Jordan look mortal, right? But of course, he would bounce back instantly. There was nothing that made him look like he wasn't the greatest ever because he had final say. That would be my number one question on this, who has final say? And I do have Apple TV. I got it for Messi in the MLS, but also for Ted Lasso, which I highly recommend. And I work at Fox, obviously, and Julian Edelman happened to come by the set this week. He was on The Herd. So during the commercial break, I'm like, yo, what's the story here? Like, and he's like, dude, I mean, essentially, I sat there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they asked me the same few questions maybe 20 times in different ways. They're, you know, they had an agenda clearly. And he's like, I barely remember what I said, but it's almost like, and I've never been questioned by the police, but I can imagine you, as you've seen in the movies, where they're trying to get an answer out of you to something and they ask it the same 15, 20 different ways. And that's what I imagine they're trying to do here. And I'm assuming they pulled, like, I don't know, probably the best 5 to 10 sound bites and clipped it off and put it in the trailer. And then what's left in the documentary, I don't know. So I'll be honest, it's not at the top of my viewing as I take a little vacation here. I'm in the middle of watching this movie, Jake Gyllenhaal, The Covenant, by Guy Ritchie's name is in the title. He's tremendous, as you guys know, as a filmmaker. And it is so tense, almost the entire movie, that you're like on the edge of your seat, literally. And a couple times I had to pause it, and you guys are going to hate me for this, but I'm keeping it real. Yes, sometimes I will cheat and open the Wikipedia for the movie and look at plot and see what happens. Now, Rob, I know that's really embarrassing to admit. I do that sometimes. And I did it for this movie just because I don't want to give away any spoilers, but I thought something really bad was going to happen, and I felt bad for the guy, so I cheated a little bit. But, like, that's where my viewing is. Reacher, Equalizer 3, I'm into those. And, you know, I told you we're watching some other stuff, but I don't know, Rob, this... First of all, I can't sit down with the wife at night and be like, hey, let's fire up that Patriots thing on Apple TV. That's a non-starter. How will you watch this, Rob? And what's your interest level? I'm just curious.
I'll tell you what, I definitely will not be watching it with the missus. I don't think she gives a damn about what went wrong between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And I'm sure they're probably not going to touch on the Robert Kraft massage parlor. That's probably the most salacious thing that she might be interested in because of her criminal justice background. Like, oh, that'd be interesting. But anything other than that, I'm sure she doesn't care. So I'm probably going to end up watching it, you know, late at night, probably in bed with my phone and my AirPods in and just watching it on a 5-inch screen. That's probably how I'm going to watch it. I'll tell you what, I was very interested in watching the documentary until I saw the quotes come out from the interviewed players. And obviously, I know this works. You know, it's part of a teaser. It's part of a trailer. It's built. It's meant to generate interest leading up to the documentary, right? It's meant so that a la guys like you on The Herd and, you know, Julian Edelman can have something to talk about for 20 minutes on the show as a promotion for the upcoming docuseries. So I totally get that. But when I read the quotes and I saw some of the more specific ones that I'm going to bring up here, Matthew Slater saying that the last few years of the Brady Belichick era were, quote, brutal. Gronk saying that he had a hard time getting out of his car when he pulled up to practice to get out for work. That's how uncomfortable everything was. Wes Welker comparing Tom Brady to an abused dog for continually going back to work for Belichick.
No, come on.
Like, I had a problem with that because Bill Belichick obviously is kind of a red ass. I think that's fair to say. I don't think I'd be stepping out of turn by saying that because you all see his press conferences. You see him even in the trailer to this documentary. He's very monotone. Doesn't seem like he even wants to be there. Like he's doing it out of some kind of obligation. However, none of that's a secret. And last I checked, the final 3 years of the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era in New England ended with Super Bowl appearance loss, Super Bowl victory, and a first round loss. So maybe the vibes weren't immaculate, as the kids say nowadays. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, it was kind of a drill sergeant system, and I understand that. But if I go down the NFL standings and I say, just based on what we see on social media or if we see on HBO Hard Knocks, it looks like the Miami Dolphins vibes are immaculate. Like they're having a great time. It looks like the Baltimore Ravens got an immaculate vibe there in their practice facility. It looks like the Dallas Cowboys have a great time and they enjoy being around each other. Those teams don't win at the level the Patriots want, right? So as much as you want to enjoy going to work and you want to enjoy the workplace environment, and I totally understand that part of it, But when it comes to sports, and when it comes even to sports media, you get into it to win. Like when you and Colin get ready to do the herd every day, you're not doing it because, you know, hey, I like talking about sports and, you know, this is cool. I have some takes on this and that. That's part of it. But the other part of it is, no, I want to have the number one ranked show. I want to beat my competitor at another station in the same time slot. I'm in it so that I can be the best. And sports is the epitome of that. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were not grinding through hours and hours of tape and going, getting after it on practice because they like to play football. That's a small part of it. They do it because they want to win championships. And for all of Bill Belichick's faults and his, you know, lack of personality and his drill sergeant ways, his ways were effective for a very, very long time. Yeah. So I didn't like the, I didn't like the commentary coming out of this documentary.
Okay. So, I would largely agree with that. It does feel like, Rob, look, doing some research here, Imagine Documentaries produced it with NFL Films. So the NFL clearly signed off. One question for you before I tell you who under Imagine Documentaries is. If Belichick were still coaching, would we see this now or do you think they would hold it another year?
Ooh, so, okay. So conspiracy theory, do you think that they knew they were going to let go of him after the season? Because this has been in the works now for about a year. We've known that it was coming.
What? True. We knew they were interviewing and doing all that, but I don't know that they knew that when they would release. Do you?
No, no, that's a good point. Okay. I know they just said that it was in production, so you're right. I'll tell you what, if he was still coaching the Patriots, I don't think this documentary could
Agree. Yeah. There's no, I can't imagine that it would. So Imagine Entertainment, Imagine Docuseries, Brian Grazer, Ron Howard, big-time Hollywood guys. They've done a ton of awesome shit. So it doesn't feel like there's anything suspect here. I'm sure some other conspiracy theorists will dive in, but NFL Films being attached to it, it kind of reminds me of like, the Michael Jordan thing. Like Michael Jordan waited. He sat on this stuff forever. And as soon as LeBron came back from down 3-1, Michael Jordan's like, let's get it to go. Right. I mean,
yep.
it almost, again, I don't, if Brady decided he's coming back, he's not, he's going to be a Fox. And if Belichick was still, I think they would hold this, but overall, I'm. You remember how I had Patriots fatigue? I kind of am not super interested in this. I prefer the unvarnished behind the scenes stuff. Like if you get somebody on the radio show there, Radio Row, before you guys start taping, maybe you're just chit chatting and you hear some stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, I told you what Shady McCoy was saying about Cam Newton was saying at the Super Bowl party to him about me and, you know, the Brock Purdy stuff. So another player told me he was hanging out with some Cowboys. And, you know, the alcohol's flowing and there's comments being made about a certain Cowboys player who some people don't believe in as a superstar. And I'm just hearing that and they're like, it's not embellished. This is the real shit. That's what's going on behind the scenes. So I don't know.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. The NBA schedule gets really fire this week with the NFL over. I mean, you got Bucks, Nuggets. It's a great, great schedule this week. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Chicago Bears made two moves yesterday that were so freaking perplexing. Okay. According to Schefter, the Bears released Eddie Jackson, their safety, who playmaker forever in Chicago, and Cody Whitehair, guard, all pro, both of them over 30 years old. And normally you'd be like, oh, they're freeing up cap room to make a run at somebody. But I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. Eddie Jackson was rumored to be on the move at the deadline. You're telling me the Bears could have flipped Jackson and got, I don't, probably not a second, but, you know, let's just take the Niners, Rob. Hufanga goes down and you don't think the Niners would have said, yeah, what's it going to take to get Eddie Jackson for our playoff run? You don't think they would have made a move on him? Jackson was supposedly being talked about, and are they going to still let him sign some? They don't move him. Cody Whitehair, another guy. The Bears weren't going to the playoffs. Ah, so why didn't they trade him and get any assets? Well, Rob, instantly it hit me. Well, wait a sec. Eberflus kept his job. Eberflus won some meaningless games at the end. So he ended up with just enough to make it look respectable. I think they went 7-10 and they fought hard to the end. And we were not selling off pieces at the deadline. We were making a run at the wild card. Also, don't fire me because we're trying really hard. And Eberflus basically, I mean, again, the GM, you know, polls had to ultimately make that decision. But I'm sure Eberflus was like, no, we're going to win. We can make a run. And they didn't sell these guys, got nothing in return. They didn't get to the playoffs. And now they're going to lose them. Or nothing? I don't know, Rob. That's the kind of stuff that just irks me to no end. That get something in return. And yeah, I'm sure losing Eddie Jackson would have hurt and Cody Whitehair would have hurt and Fields would have been upset. So what? You're always building for the future. Like the present wasn't anything. I don't know, Rob. I would just be so disappointed. Plus, if you're Caleb Williams or Drake May or whoever, Jaden Daniels, whatever, you're like, oh, damn, they're losing an all-pro guard? Huh. Oh, okay. All right. Well, what's the replacement plan? You know, and it's one of those deals. I don't know. I just thought the Bears extremely disappointing move to get nothing at the deadline. Now I do like their prospects, Rob, for this upcoming season. They got a lot of free agents. Jalen Johnson is a free agent. Mooney's a free agent. Tanyan, Yannick Ngakoue. They got a lot of dudes, but man, I don't like how the Bears did this.
No, not at all. And quickly, before I get into that, let me just say that when somebody makes the Straight Fire documentary about what happened with Jason McIntyre and the rise and fall of J-Mac, I'm going to be the anonymous source, just so you know. Like when people say, like, who's the guy they talk to, like sources close to the situation, I'll text you like, hey, I spoke to Ron Howard. I let him know that this would happen. Oh, wow. And you never wore a shirt, and that kind of led to things spiraling out of control.
Yeah. Boy, but, if Ron Howard's calling you and they're doing something on me, I'm thrilled. Life is really
you can
really
say whatever you want as long as they're doing a documentary.
Yeah, lock that up.
No, but as far as the Bears go, like Adam Schefter, I like Adam Schefter, right? And he tried to spin it because that's what his job is. You know, he gets information from these teams and agents, and it's always meant as the positive spin of what went down. And you mentioned it. They let go of Eddie Jackson, let go of Cody Whitehair, two guys they could have easily traded at the deadline and recouped something. But the spin now is that will open up approximately $21.5 million against the cap.
Yeah.
Which is fine, except that according to SpotTrack, before these moves were even made, they already had $49 million open against the cap for next season. Like in the NFL, with the way that you can finagle the salary cap with signing bonus and roster bonus and workout bonus and what have you, what could you possibly do with $70 million that you couldn't do with $50 million, right? Like you can just use Patrick Mahomes for an example. With Patrick Mahomes, you know, he makes what, $50 million a year? You can make it so his cap number is like nine if you really wanted to. You say, we're going to give you a massive signing bonus, a massive workout bonus, so your actual cap number is really small. Like that's easily attainable in today's NFL. So for them to do this, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think it spoke to them wanting to save their asses there in Chicago, that they wanted to keep the head coach and the GM in place. And they have a fresh slate moving forward that they can spin it to the ownership and everybody in charge that, hey, we have a number one overall pick. We're likely going to take a quarterback. Caleb Williams is supposed to be the best prospect ever, arguably. And we're going to have, you know, $70 million in cap space. Watch what we do with it. And so all you're doing is you're extending the runway for yourself by two or three seasons rather than acting like a competent franchise and doing what you can in the here and now.
Yeah. I like how you said that. You can always tweak and fiddle with the salary cap. Like the good teams do this every year. So I'm sure some people are like, oh, anybody who traded for Eddie Jackson would have had to pay for part of his 2024 salary. And guys, this is like a Super Bowl team. No regular teams trading for a guy like Eddie Jackson at the deadline. The Niners could have legitimately used him. I mean, hell, the Detroit Lions secondary was abysmal. You don't think they could have used a playmaker? Now, I know in the division, unlikely, but I'm just saying, like, I always am like, listen, you got to get whatever you can for your superstars. Let's pivot, Rob, to the NBA here as we wrap up the podcast and head into the weekend. I'm sure you saw the Celtics win by 50 this week. We saw the Warriors get hot and then kind of sort of blow it to the Clippers, who were not with Kawhi Leonard. A quick aside. How smart of it is Kawhi Leonard to sit out the Clippers' final game before the break? Would not shock me at all if all of a sudden Kawhi Leonard's like, oof, I'm not going to play in the All-Star game. It's in Indy. What do I care? What do I want to go there for? Next thing you know, Kawhi Leonard, by the way, I don't even know if he's in the All-Star game. I would assume he is. And next thing you know, Kawhi Leonard all of a sudden has like a 7-day break because he skipped that game. And it's like, ooh, that's free rest time. If I'm a veteran, if I'm over 30, 32, 33, yeah, hell yeah, I want that extra time. But the NBA has gotten a little spicy. The Cleveland Cavs are one of the hottest teams in the league with Donovan Mitchell. Lakers have kind of righted the ship after doing nothing at the deadline. And perhaps most interestingly, Rob, Kendrick Perkins, who says a lot of nonsense, and unfortunately I can't see it because the former OKC Celtics goon, who is now at ESPN, he has blocked me on Twitter because I, you know, challenged him on some of his outlandish, incendiary nonsense takes. He is claiming that he knows a third star wants to come to LA. And Rob, if you saw me mention Cleveland and their resurgence is Donovan Mitchell catapulted into the MVP race, and you mentioned LA, I'm going to go ahead and guess, and you can guess whoever you want. I will put my guess as Donovan Mitchell is the third star who wants to come to LA. I know that's a weird time to guess that with the Cavs surging, but I'm not even certain they're getting out of the first round. Now, if they get the two seed, they're in great shape. I don't know if they will, but I don't think they'll get out of the first round again. And another one, their coach probably gets canned, and then Mitchell probably asks out. So my guess on the third star, according to Perk, is Donovan Mitchell.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
That's a fair guess. Because when I saw the report come down, well, if it's a quote-unquote report, when it's, you know, Kendrick Perkins doing an interview and then he just says something. Yeah. And then he says, but I can't tell you who it is because that person, trust me with their, you know, information. So, you know, there's ways you can get around saying that without saying that that exact person told me. He could have said, I spoke to someone close to the situation and Donovan Mitchell has eyes for the Lakers. You can say that without pissing off Donovan Mitchell, right? Because you're leaving him out of it. But my first thought was number one, Donovan Mitchell, because as you mentioned, everybody knows he's not staying in Cleveland. Everybody knows that come this time in the summer when he has the 1 year left on his deal, he's going to ask for a trade. The team is going to want to trade him while they have rights so they can get some assets back considering what they gave up to get him. So everybody knows that Donovan Mitchell's one. The other one that we've talked about a little bit on this podcast, but the other one came off to mind was Trae Young, because I've seen reports now from Mark Stein. These are actual reports. This is not just him saying it. Him saying that he spoke to people around the league. And the sentiment is that one of the reasons why DeJounte Murray was not traded at the deadline was because they think they can get a bigger haul for Trae Young this summer if they decide to break him up, which he says they're going to break them up. They have to decide who they're going to break up. But when they do, they're going to weigh the cost opportunity cost versus trading DeJounte Murray for less and having, in their eyes, a lesser player, or trading Trae Young for a King's ransom and using DeJounte Murray as your point guard of the future. So Trae Young, that team's obviously floundering. You know, I know they're fighting for a play-in spot, but nobody's expecting anything from them. They've been, you know, a bad team ever since they made that fluke run to the Eastern Conference Finals. And the other part of the Trae Young situation that cannot be overlooked is that he's repped by Clutch Sports.
Mm.
The Los Angeles Lakers, since 2019, have been affectionately known here in LA as Clutch Sports Presents the Los Angeles Lakers.
Stop it.
Okay. At one point, they had six guys on their roster that were Clutch Sports. And it's because LeBron James, Rich Paul will do what they have to do behind closed doors to ensure that their guys are seen first by the Lakers. That's why Anthony Davis is there, or one of the reasons Anthony Davis is there. That's how Cam Reddish got an opportunity as a vet minimum right out of the gate with the Lakers. That's how Montrezl Harrell got signed a few years back. Like, the list goes on and on. So I can totally see a situation where Trae Young has privately told Rich Paul, and Rich Paul has told Kendrick Perkins or told the Lakers, hey, if and when the Hawks are ready to trade him, make sure your cupboard is full because he'd like to come to Los Angeles.
Oh, geez. Rob, that's an A plus 10 out of 10 delivery. I was super impressed. Are you sure? Like, listen, I like Trae Young. I've been higher on him than most. I'm mostly higher on the Hawks. But Rob, I know he's a winning player and could be clutch, but he doesn't play a lick of defense.
Zero.
On earth, how does that line up with Anthony Davis and LeBron, who are going to, they're not going to want to play with Trae Young getting blown by? And next question is, and please don't answer this the wrong way, who are you giving up for Trae Young? Don't tell me Austin Reeves is in the package.
It's going to be Austin Reeves. It's going to be Austin Reeves.
Mike, are you really doing that? You're giving up a 6'7". Reeves can really play the 1-2-3. He defends. He's long. I'm not saying he's a great defender, but he can be a really good defender. And he's fine being your number three. The crowd loves him. And you're giving that up for Trae Young. Trae Young has gone from being the one in high school at Oklahoma and in Atlanta. And he's going to go, what, be the two or the three here?
I didn't say I would do it. I'm probably not the guy who would give up Austin Reeves and, you know, what we'll say, Jared Vanderbilt, just for contracts. I have to look it up. But Reeves, Vanderbilt, three
two
ones
picks,
and three first and two swaps for Trae Young. I'm not that guy who's going to do that.
I would consider. So the guy, you're going to hate this. The guys I would consider giving up Austin Reeves for are, using your future Laker guy, I would give up Austin Reeves for Jason Tatum. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Now the Celtics, they're not doing that. I don't know about Jaylen Brown. I don't know. He's good. I like him. I'm not saying Austin Reeves is better, but Austin Reeves' contract is way better. Jaylen Brown's isn't he gonna be making like $60 million in like year five?
That's right.
Yeah. Who else is a realistic guy that would be on the market that you would you trade Austin Reeves for?
Kyrie Irving might be on the market.
No, I'm not doing that. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Are you?
Give up Austin Reeves, I'm not giving up all those picks. So it's got to be one or the other. I'm not giving up that whole package.
Kyrie's already missed over 20 games. He's on track to miss like 30 games.
Right.
And we know it's postseason history. So no, I'm absolutely not doing that. I'm trying to think of the bottom feeders. Like Orlando's not giving up Paolo Banchero. He's on the rookie deal.
Nope.
Jalen Suggs. I'm not doing that. I like Jalen Suggs, but I don't even know if he's good. Like, he's an awesome player at Gonzaga. I thought he would be better than this. He hasn't really delivered. I'm not bringing Kuzma back and parting with Austin Reeves. Jordan Poole, I apologize. For loving him for on this.
I have an answer, and it might dovetail. It's crazy. It might dovetail to our next conversation. You know who I'd give all of that up for? No questions asked. Austin Reeves. Throwing Hachimura.
Say Wembanyama or Giannis or
nothing. Nope. Three picks, two swaps.
Hold on, Dame? I'm not doing it for Dame.
Not Dame. And we will absorb whatever else you want to get rid of.
Steph Curry.
I would give all of that up for Steph Curry.
Yeah, I think you got to. By the way, let me give you a quick theory as we wrap up here. So there was, interestingly, a week after the trade deadline, right? They waited, like 2 days after the Super Bowl? The Lakers were approached by the Warriors. Would you give us LeBron? The Sixers and Daryl Morey called the Lakers. Would you give us LeBron? Rob, why did that not come out before the deadline? And you're like, I wonder, where were the reporters then? Why is it coming out now? If I'm LeBron's camp, I sure as shit leaked that after the deadline. Hey, everyone, just so you know, hashtag washed king, the Warriors wanted me. The Sixers wanted me. Curry wanted me. Embiid wanted me. Oh, by the P.S., I'm a free agent at the end. LeBron is essentially, in my opinion, signaling to everyone else, oh, yeah, I might be 39, but everybody wants me. They want me bad. Hey, Lakers, ante up. You want to keep me? Because other people want me. I'll go. I will. It reminds me. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. Have you seen, what's that Adam Sandler movie? I think it's called Funny People. Have you seen it, Rob?
Yes.
Okay. So early on,
yeah.
Early on in the movie, what's his face from Knocked Up? Damn it.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is like, and Jonah Hill are roommates with the guy with the dark hair who's been in some good comedies. And he's like a total egotistical prick because he's on some show. and he's like taking the guy's girlfriend or potential like neighbor who might like him. And he goes, "Don't back me into a corner I've got to f- my way out of." And I just, for the first time I heard that, I could not stop laughing. I'm sorry. Rob will probably have to delete that. But it, to me, it was like, this is LeBron saying, "Listen, don't back me into a corner where I got to leave. Because I will. I will walk out the door. I've got options." And that, to me, is what LeBron was signaling when, I'm guessing, he leaked it. Like, there's no incentive. Who? Why would the Warriors leak that? "Hey, we're willing to blow up our team and give you a poo-poo platter of Kuminga and the rookie with the bushy hair and picks and blah, blah, blah for LeBron." I mean, the Sixers have nothing to give. So who's leaking this, Rob? That's my theory anyway. I mean, your thoughts.
I am 1,000% with you. And I'll double down on it because it was very odd. They had a back-to-back. And everybody knew they would win the first one because, you know, they're one of the worst teams in the league. And LeBron played for that one. And immediately after the game, I think he was still wet from his shower, told reporters, "Yeah, I'm not playing on Wednesday in Utah. I'm just going to sit that one out." It's like, oh, well, LeBron, you have the All-Star break coming up. You have a whole week off to recover. You mean to tell me that you can't play on the back-to-back? I know your minutes were low on Tuesday. Why can't you play on Wednesday? Mm-hmm. But nobody bothered to ask him that. So it's interesting that he deactivates himself basically for the Utah game, which means he doesn't have to meet the media in the post game. He doesn't have to meet them at shoot around. So when this news story dropped, LeBron is back in LA chilling on his couch. He has no media requirements whatsoever. There's nobody who gets to ask him about this report. Mm-hmm. Because again, in the report, it says that the Warriors called the Lakers, and actually it was the owner, it was Joe Lacob, who called Jeannie Buss. And Jeannie Buss, rather than saying flat out no, says, "You got to talk to LeBron because we are going to do what makes him happy. If he wants to stay, we're keeping him. If he wants to leave, then we'll try to figure something out." Ultimately, they say no. So obviously it was run up the flagpole to LeBron, the idea, according to this report, of playing in Golden State. So if he's able to avoid the media, he doesn't have to answer how this came out. And by the time he does meet with the media at All-Star weekend or even the week after, there's so much that is going to have happened between then and the next time he speaks that this isn't even going to be a story. He's going to be able to have some well-crafted response. So shout out to you. I definitely believe that LeBron, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports definitely leaked this out on his behalf.
And listen, they're good at this sort of thing. And I'll tell you right now, you're going to see a lot of this on the NFL draft. You're going to see certain leaks from certain camps. This stuff happens all the time in media. It's this weird, like, behind the scenes game. Personally, I don't like playing it, but I've been told, my agent has mentioned it to me, other people in the industry, "Jay, you gotta toot your own horn and find people to toot it for you and all that." I'm like, I hope that didn't come out the wrong way. You know what I mean? but like, you got to play that game in the media and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I get that. It's just a lot of work, man. Like, listen, if you're LeBron and you've got a team, and I'm talking like he's probably got his own like 12-man team working for him to craft narratives and shape a public opinion on him. Yeah, it's not a problem. And then they just approach LeBron, I'm sure, in meetings. "Hey, LeBron, we were thinking of this. How about that? Blah, blah, blah." You know, and that's one thing. But to like do it on your own, that's a lot of work. I don't think LeBron is sitting here like, who's the bad guy? Gargamel in the Smurfs. Do you remember that? Yeah, Rob, you're too young.
No, I don't remember but, that. So
Gargamel would always say, "I've got this plan to capture the Smurfs," and blah, blah. You know, and he'd always be cooking up these things. I don't think LeBron is sitting there trying to come up with narratives to sell to the media. I believe his team, which tracks social media, they know who to follow. I mean, there's just so much happening, Rob, that it's kind of sort of fascinating. And the NBA has become... I didn't watch Game of Thrones, did you?
Of course I did.
How much of the NBA chatter behind the scenes feels Game of Thrones-ish?
I mean, if you can separate yourself from the dragons and the sex, it's very similar. It's very similar. Because all it is just a lot of guys making power plays. Everyone's trying to one-up each other. Everyone's trying to get a head up on the next guy. And there are so many backdoor, closed-door meetings and conversations that take place that I think the average sports fan would be shocked.
Yeah, no clue. But look at the average sports fan, like barely, you don't, you got barely enough time for your life with, you know, you got a young kid at home, Rob, and you got the wife and you got family members and you got multiple jobs. Like you got a lot going on, you know, it's tough to sit here and try to craft stuff. But anyways, that's just food for thought as we head into All-Star Weekend. All right, everybody. So I'm back on the 26th with another podcast. We are out next week. Stay safe out there. Enjoy NBA All-Star Weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.